Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. And for a day, we've got two baseball fan bases here in New York that are excited and happy with their team. I have poo-pooed most of the Mets' wins throughout the year. Yesterday, I cannot. That was everything stacked against them. They're down 4-0. Brandon Nimmo basically puts the entire team on his back offensively. Edwin Diaz isn't available. Carlos Mendoza, in his first year as a full-time manager of a team, pieces together that bullpen and they hang on by a thread. Key hits. I mean, it was incredible that win. And down in Atlanta, a place where they are absolutely just kicked around every time they go in there. So this was a great win for them. And hopefully it is not just a distant memory. And we always say, is this going to be the catalyst that gets them going? Is this going to be the day that we look back and say they went on a 4-game winning streak? No, I don't think so. But they did something in that game that I didn't think they were capable of because I believe that they are more of a bad team than a good team. And when a bad team is down 4-0 in a house of horrors for them against a team that is on paper much better than they are, those bad teams die. And the Mets didn't yesterday, so got to give him a ton of credit.
Especially when you think about the starting pitching, Charlie Morton against Julio Teheran.
Yeah.
You know, you think about that, the way that game started, and the lack thereof of Diaz at the end of the game. And a couple guys got huge hits that haven't been hitting at all. DJ Stewart being one of them.
Yeah.
And he came through at the end. And, you know, I was like, damn, a Met DH actually hit a home run.
That's right. And we have seen it's been a black hole for them. And J.D. Martinez, of course, the news of him yesterday with the body soreness, going to take more time. Sound like, oh, great. Now we got to see more of guys like DJ Stewart. And he came up in a huge spot and hit that home run. And Brandon Nimmo, I mean, that he was just absolutely on fire. And if he could be anywhere the player that he was the year before he got the contract in 2022, the lineup is completely different. Those are two guys, and I mean, it's obvious, but I mean, two guys, more than, because I feel like Lindor will get there with his numbers. I mean, I don't think he's going to be horrible for the entire year. Pete's going to get his numbers. But the two guys that I look at that significantly change the lineup if they are healthy and producing is Nimmo and Marte. I mean, those two guys, when they are hitting, it's a completely different lineup. But unfortunately, there's so much hot and cold with this team and that the consistency is never there. It's either this 0-for-21 slump with 15 strikeouts or your Brandon Nimmo yesterday where he's hitting two home runs and going 4-for-4.
Don't forget Chip McNeil.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with him.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't expect anything out of him.
Okay.
I don't. Right. I really don't. Okay. I mean, I would love to think that he could get back to that place to be at the top of the league in hits and batting average like he was in 22, but my expectation level for him is far lower.
Well, they moved him so far down the lineup now you don't even see him.
Yeah. So, you got to put your eclipse glasses on.
Yes, exactly.
Glimpse of Jeff McNeil.
And with the Yankees, just a dominant performance yesterday. Again, I don't want to hear the excuse of that they're playing a bad team. They went and swept the Houston Astros in their building to start off the season. This is what you're supposed to do against bad teams. And the Marlins have got off to a horrendous start. And Nestor Cortes went out there, had the best start that a Yankee has had all year long. And you get what you get from Anthony Volpe and Juan Soto, and that's clearly enough when the pitching staff does what it does.
This is the series where the Yankee starting pitching, you know, has to take over like Nestor Cortes did yesterday, so you save the bullpen. Bullpen needs a break, as the Mets have obviously proven, as Carlos Mendoza wants to use Edwin Diaz a lot, and he was not available yesterday. And I understand that. That happens from time to time in baseball, but yesterday Nestor Cortes did the Yankee bullpen a huge favor.
Yes, he absolutely did. And the fact that he had gotten off to two bad starts at his two previous starts, it gave up a bunch of runs early. It was great to see him cruise all the way deep into the game.
Who are the two teams right now? Right now, we're about 11, 12 games into the regular season. Who are the two teams with the best records in baseball?
Well, we did talk about this earlier. It's the Yankees and the Buccos.
And the Pirates, yes.
Bucco baseball. Raise the Jolly Roger.
Which is amazing. And where is the Shohei Ohtani story? Where's that? What happened to that?
It's in a flaming garbage pail somewhere at Major League Baseball's offices.
It was interesting. I was reading an article that he gave yesterday, I think, and he was talking about the off-the-field stuff in his life and how that's not going to affect his on-the-field performance. He has, and he owes it to the Dodgers, to be the best baseball player he can be.
Yeah.
While this investigation supposedly is still going on.
Yeah, I know that we are very cynical and skeptical about everything. I just can't see, if Shohei Ohtani were involved in this, I can't see that truth coming out. Because there's too many fall guys. There's too many people that don't want this to happen. Gambling in baseball has been a thorn in their side forever, from the Black Sox scandal to Pete Rose. And if their biggest, most expensive star in the game gets linked to this, it would be just horrible for the game and the league. And I feel like this is a sweep under the rug spot for Rob Manfred and everybody there at Major League Baseball.
So, again, nobody, and I mean nobody, has said that he bet on baseball or Mr. O'Hara, his former interpreter, bet on baseball. Nobody has said that.
Yeah.
Not one thing. So if he's betting, and he's betting through an illegal bookie out in California, by baseball standard and rules, the worst thing that could happen to him would be some fine if they found out that that money that he was betting with Mr. O'Hara was part of his betting deal, then the worst part's going to be a fine.
Yeah.
As long as there's no indication that he bet on baseball anywhere.
Frank is in Pennsylvania. What's up, Frank? Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Frank. What do you got?
Yeah, you were talking about John Sterling, you know, not being on the radio yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, hoping that he was doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the game Sunday, and in the ninth inning, normally, you know, he's always got energy, and I noticed something about him that, you know, something was wrong with, you know, the way he was acting, and I don't know if he could pull up, you know, at the end, the way he says, Yankees win, Yankees win, and he really didn't put the energy like he normally does, and then when he goes down to Susan, there's like a pause. Like, you know, he didn't really, usually he talks until he gets to Susan.
Yeah.
He was, you know, like, didn't say anything. So I don't know if there was anything wrong
with him. Well, I hope not, Frank. And you're someone that obviously listens to a ton of games, and you would pick up on that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, John is, you know, in his late 80s at this point, right? Isn't he? Or in early 80s or late 80s, I think. And he is got a tremendous amount of energy and still does. So when you miss that, and you hear something different, it makes you think, you know, is he okay? But I don't know.
Maybe a little under the weather. Who knows?
All right, this is his last out from Sunday that Frank was talking about, was lacking energy. Let's see if we agree with Frank.
Now the right-hander will deal the payoff. Strike three is called. Ball game over. And Yankees win. The Yankees win. They win it 8-3. They defeat Toronto 2 out of 3, and they go 8-2.
Oh, it was an 8-3 win. I mean, you knew it was going to happen. He sounded a little congested to me.
Yeah, a little bit. Like a little stuffy nose, maybe. Yeah. Well, if we're diagnosing John Sterling through his final call. I mean, we could just easily text somebody here and say, was this a scheduled day off for John, or do we need to pray for him? I don't know. Like, what? I'm sure he's fine. The guy is unbelievable.
Do we need to pray for him?
I don't know. I mean,
that's what you say? Do we need to pray for him?
It was probably a scheduled day off. We know that he's taking more days off. Yeah. The guy is a national treasure, and he's probably fine. I just, you know, and people worry about him because he's reached that exceptional platinum legend status. So people like Frank are
worried.
Concerned.
Yes.
But it's probably a scheduled day off. That's all. Let's go to Rich, who's out in Denver. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, guys. Rich in Denver. Still engaged to Benny Agbani's cousin.
I remember that. Yes, I remember you.
Wanted to run something by you guys. Alabama grad, hats off to UConn. Head and shoulders above the rest of the country this year. I think that was pretty obvious to anybody that watched. Little scuttlebutt with our college group, scuttlebutt spot. One of our buddies was born in Connecticut, moved to Florida when he was 7 years old, went to Alabama, met his wife at Alabama, met all of his college buddies at Alabama that we're still, you know, good friends with, still get up with every year. He rooted for Connecticut this weekend over Alabama. And I wanted to get Boomer's take. Gio, your take, too. I don't know where you went to college.
What Hofstra.
About someone? Hofstra? Okay, if Hofstra was in the Final Four, would you root for your childhood team over your alma mater? And this college, you know, our group, we've got, you know, my dad went to Florida State. I grew up an FSU fan. Another buddy went to, you know, his dad went to Miami, grew up a Miami fan. We've got kids with childhood teams. But when you go to a school, you root for that team all the way through. So curious what your guys' take is on that.
All right, Boomer, you want to go first?
Wow, it's a tough one. I mean, it's his childhood team, UConn, right? That's what you're telling us. And he went to Alabama. So I don't know. I think you got. I think if you go to Alabama, you got to stay true to your team, right?
Yeah. So this is not all situations are equal. Because when you go to a big school like Alabama or UConn, they have big sports programs. I mean, that's a little bit different than what I experienced. I mean, Hofstra has a really great basketball program with Speedy Claxton there. But, you know, I grew up a St. John's fan because my mom went there. My uncle went there. I was there as a kid.
So if St. John's was playing Hofstra in the Final Four, who are you rooting for?
St. John's. I'm a St. John's fan. But remember, too, I didn't spend every year at Hofstra. I also was a commuter student there.
Oh, commuter student. That's a little different.
So if you were telling me, though, that St. John's was playing, let's say I went to Georgetown, got a law degree. I would never do this. Got a law degree from Georgetown.
Maybe a music degree.
I'm not smart enough to do that. And I became, even though St. John's and Georgetown were bitter rivals, still are, it would be tough for me to root against that school in that situation. But I mean, if I live there and all my friends and the whole thing and wore the sweatshirts, and that would be different. But for me, it's an easy one.
Yeah.
St. John's.
I never ran into that because I wasn't really a college sports fan growing up. So I didn't have a college team. And yeah. It seemed like Notre Dame was on every week.
Yeah.
But I could never root against Maryland, ever.
John Sterling, by the way, is out for 3 games at least. He is ill.
Okay.
So we got that answer. So hopefully he's feeling better.
There's stuff going around.
Yeah, and you could tell he did sound, like you said, a little congested, not totally himself. So Frank in Pennsylvania, very keen ear, listening to John out there in one of our neighboring fine states in this wonderful country. Glenn in Park Slope. What's going on, Glenn?
Hey, good morning, Boomer.
What up, what's happening, Glenn?
All right, before I get to my first question, yeah. I just want to say it does feel like the summer of 94 part 2 this year.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but don't touch the money. Let's just relax.
Okay, I'll get to the next question.
All right.
So with the UConn team winning, what's the deal with the portal? I mean, can they get better as a team? Like, do kids now want to transfer to this team? How does this work? Is there limitations on it?
You know, here's the deal. I mean, if you want to play for Danny Hurley, You better lock in, man, because he is going to require unselfish play. just like Dawn Saley down in South Carolina. They're not going to allow one star to be the star. The star is the team, and that is all there is to it. There's no Caitlin Clark. There's no Zach Edey. Now, there are guys on these teams and gals on these teams that will go and play professional basketball, but they have to shelve their egos to play for these coaches.
Yeah, and UConn has used the transfer portal in truly an amazing way, because the guys that they have gotten through that transfer portal, like the kid from Rutgers, I mean, he just fit in perfectly with that team. So what Danny Hurley has done is he has identified exactly the type of player that he needs to win, as opposed to going in there, getting the best talent available and hoping that it works. I mean, he's basically become a pro sports general manager that has figured out the best mix to win games. And that's why they've been so good. So, yeah, they can get stronger, continue to be stronger. I mean, but we act like UConn, you know, when they win back-to-back national championships, that they've come out of nowhere and done this. This is now a third coach that's won national championships there. And they've got, what, six now? So,
you know, what's amazing to me is that the players on his team can enter the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And stay.
Yeah.
Just to say, hey, you know, how much money did we bring this school this year?
Yeah.
You know, I think we all brought so much. And yes, the coach is the most important in college sports. But all these guys collectively, I don't know if they're going to make any nil money. I don't know if they're going to make any. They can make transfer portal money, that's for sure.
That's correct.
So, and remember, right now, colleges are not sharing their money that they get from these contracts with the players. They're not doing that. I mean, they may be investing in the facilities and the food, and obviously scholarships are part of, you know, these kids going to these schools, but a lot of those scholarships are funded by private donations.
Yeah, and this is why you hear about some of the things that these college presidents are talking about and getting the NFL involved, college football, college basketball. Let's figure out a way, maybe unionize these guys, put a cap on certain things, all of these things, because right now it is a pure Wild West, but everybody's eaten at least this time.
Yeah, but like to me, I don't know how much UConn gets for winning the national championship. I'm sure that we can find that out. But whatever that number is, like a portion of that number, I believe, should go to those players.
Sure. But, I mean,
they're running. I mean, and I get it. They're athletic departments. My school as well, University of Maryland. It's like a professional sports team. They manage how many different teams. And most of the money does come in from college basketball and college football to run the entire department.
Now, did you feel this same way about the team winning a national championship and getting money, the players getting money before the nil stuff?
No, I never thought about it. But now that where we are and what's going on, hell, I wish I would have had it when I was at school.
Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. What's going on, Mike?
Totalmente.
What's going on, Mikey Mike?
Hey, guys. John Sterling has norovirus. It's no question. Everyone's getting it. He's got it. I had it. Ugh. And I had it so bad yesterday. I had a nurse come to my place and give me a mobile IV. Mm. IV for now. Great service. And I felt better in like 20 minutes. Had the drip going down into the arm. Out there, out the door in 35 minutes. Felt like a brand new guy.
Yeah, and you are preaching to the choir, Mike. And thanks for the call.
And you're also 30.
Totalmente to you as well. Yeah, Boomer got this
IV doc
in Arizona when he got the norovirus.
Right.
When my wife got the flu a few months ago, she was feeling like crap. We got the IV, helped her recover faster. So you are preaching to the choir. So, I mean, we could very easily get John Sterling's address from the bosses here and send him over an IV doc and get him back in the booth.
Let me explain something to you. It's John Sterling. You talk about national treasure. He's getting the top medical support that he needs. The Yankee voice, for God's sake.
No, I know, but is there someone there that is...
Someone's helping him, I'm sure.
Getting him an IV?
I'm sure he's getting one, or I'm sure he's already had one.
All right.
I mean, if the Yankees knew right there at the stadium that he wasn't feeling well, they probably had it ready to rock and roll.
But isn't he our employee, not the Yankees employee?
Plus, if you are up you're in your 80s, you want to make sure you're taking care of things, you want to get on things quickly.
You know who's not sending him an IV? Justin Shackle.
Well, there is one example of this where I would actually counteract that point. Ricky Ricardo could have let John Sterling drown and did not.
It's true.
There was a massive flood and
John got caught in the flood.
John got caught in the flood, could not get out of his car. And Ricky Ricardo, a man who could have taken over quite possibly for John Sterling if John had met his maker at that point, Ricky Ricardo had a choice. Do I want to be the English voice of the New York Yankees and be John Sterling's replacement, or do I want to save his life? And Ricky Ricardo saved his life.
Totalmente.
Just goes to show you what kind of human being Ricky Ricardo is.
Real. True. And not everybody in this business would choose that route.
In this business?
There are so many ship spots.
Oh, yes.
Ricky Ricardo said, hey.
That would have been a drown spot.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I know that would just say, ooh, man, bad break. See you at the stadium.
get there.
Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who's the best team in New York right now? I don't know, man. You could go Yankees, you could go Knicks, you could go Rangers. Can't go Mets just yet. You know?
Rangers.
You say the Rangers,
They've
huh?
done it for 75 games.
They have.
Tough to argue.
They have.
Tough to argue, but we will see.
Mm-hmm. Now, they've been the most consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yankees have an opportunity. Knicks have an opportunity. But as we sit here today, it's your Rangers.
Thing about it is the Knicks and the Rangers right now, as their rosters are standing, these are the teams. They're going into playoff territory, and these are going to be the teams. This is it.
Mm-hmm. Locked, stocked, and cocked. Jerry, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Good morning. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Locked, stocked, cocked, because I'm going to take you back to 2020.
You know, people better get us now. That's all. You better get us now. Because it's coming.
Cock of the walk right there, Dan Hurley. He knew what was coming, and this is what was.
Newton and the Huskies in the left-hand offensive zone. Spencer to Johnson on the right-hand wing. Johnson with a left-hand dribble, top of the key. Hands it to Newton. Newton lobbing it to Johnson again! He's got springs in his shoes!
And that was Westwood on NCAA radio. The alley-oop dunk putting them in front by even more as they would go on and on and on. 15-point win as UConn really breezed through this tournament to win the national championship for a second straight year. Here is Dan Hurley now, current Dan Hurley. That's back-to-back.
It's the best two-year run, I think, in a very, very long time, just because of everything we lost from last year's team. To lose that much and
again to do what we did again.
And then retool and to be able to win again. And he says, let's do it again, coming back next season.
We graduate some players. We lose a couple potentially to the NBA early entry. And we're going to dive in and put together a roster that can play a comparable level of basketball.
That just won them another championship. We shall see. As for Purdue, their season ends. So UConn was 37-3 on the year. Purdue finishes 34-5. Zach Edey heading to the NBA draft. I imagine he'll be drafted. Who knows if he is or he isn't. He had 37 points, 10 rebounds in this loss. He says he gave everything.
I think for me, the big thing is you can say whatever you want about me. You can say however I play, you can say whatever, but you can never say that I didn't give it my 100% every single time I stepped on the floor.
And that was the game plan last night, was to give him as much as he could score, but not let Purdue shoot threes, and they didn't. They were just 1 of 7 as a team from three-point range, and UConn becomes the first repeat champion since the 06-07 Florida Gators. All right, to the baseball we go. Mets Braves last night in Atlanta. The Mets spotting the Braves a 4-0 lead, came storming back.
2-2 pitch. Nimmo cracks one up the middle, base hit into center field. McNeil goes around third. He's heading home. Harris's throw is cut off. The throw to third, not in time. Taylor goes first to third. Nimmo drives in another run. 5-ribby night. It's 8-5 Mets.
Yeah, he was 4-for-4, hit 2 home runs, tied the game at 4, tied the game at 5, puts them up 8-5 there. Wasn't easy, but they did close it out and beat the Braves 8-7. Keith Radden, WCBS 880. DJ Stewart with the go-ahead two-run homer in the 8th. Here he was on the post-game show getting the pitch he wanted to see.
Yeah, definitely. I faced him last year, and he threw me the fastball, but we know that he likes to go to the breaking ball. So he threw me the first one I laid off of. I was just looking for it to start a little bit away from me, and got one that I could handle and put a good swing on it.
And he is
you
Pierce
think the,
Johnson.
You think the eclipse had anything to do with this game?
No.
No.
Do you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Here was Carlos Mendoza. Nothing easy with relievers unavailable, like Edwin Diaz. It was Jorge Lopez that got the save, allowed a run, but got the save.
Very tough, especially when, it was a tie game in the 7th, and you only got Lopi and Drew Smith. So you're thinking about, how you're going to get through it, I'm glad that boys came through today offensively.
And it did look like Darnell Homer, by the way.
Yeah, it's amazing how he says, we only had Drew Smith and Lopi in the bullpen.
That's it.
I'm like, oh my God, those guys suck.
This is what we're left with.
Right.
But it worked. Did you like them wearing the old throwbacks, the Braves?
The Braves, yeah. I can't stand the Atlanta Braves, but I thought that looked cool. I mean, that looked better than most of the uniforms that have been out there since Fanatics and Nike took over this thing and made them all look like turds. But this was a good one.
Is there some new Met uniform coming?
They have to do the city uniform. The Phillies revealed theirs Sunday or Monday.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
Somebody said that there's I don't know.
You know what the Mets one? You haven't seen the Mets one?
I have not seen it.
It's a guy getting pushed in front of the 7 train.
Okay.
That's terrible.
you are such.
Tonight, Adrian Hauser makes the start for the Mets.
A pothole on the Cross Island Parkway.
As for the Yankees.
Runners at second and third for Soto, and he launches one deep into right. Garcia near the wall, on the warning track, down the line, and it is gone! A home run for Juan Soto!
A three-run shot.
Juan Soto!
A three-run shot in the same inning. Anthony Volpe had a three-run shot in a few batters prior. 6-0 at that point, 7-0 the final. The Yankees blanked the Marlins.
Are you finally coming around to my way of thinking?
On what?
On Juan Soto.
No, he's a great player. I never disputed that with you.
I didn't know you.
It was nauseating how much you wanted him here.
Juan Soto. Fan.
I mean, it was just you just put that stupid Yankee sweater on and Juan Soto. Juan Soto. The Yankees need Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. Juan Soto. Juan Soto. Juan Soto. Juan Soto. Juan Soto. I heard you. Juan Soto.
Yeah.
So I guess you have come around.
I never wasn't around. It was just nauseating. That's
all.
Yeah, but
you I was trying to make a point, and you got frustrated with me making a point because I don't believe that the way that I saw him.
I was trying to make you sound like the teacher in Peanuts, but I couldn't. You were cutting through. instead of Walt, I go, Soto. Shut up. Enough. We know.
It wasn't the point you were trying to make. It was the fact that you made that same point for 15 shows in a row.
Well, listen, I was trying, man.
That's exactly right.
I know greatness when I see it.
Well, here is Juan Soto. How about this question? Has he been surprised by the passion of the Yankee fans so far?
I don't gonna lie. I think so. They've been showing it up every day, and it's been amazing. Day in, day out. I mean, and in the entire game, that's pretty dope.
And who's having more fun than him right now? And the Yankees are 9-2 with the win. Nestor Cortez, 8 scoreless innings, 2 hit balls, 6 strikeouts. Tonight, Carlos Rodon, the start right here on The Fan at 7:05. Reds beat the Brewers 10-8. Ellie De La Cruz, we would agree, he's one of the more exciting players in baseball. Well, he had a 450-foot home run in the fifth, and then in the seventh.
First pitch, center field. Frelick was deep, coming on. He slides, it gets by. De La Cruz can fly. He storms to second. Turiel gathers, edge of the track. Windmill is on. Relay to the plate. De La Cruz, save!
So you get the rare inside the park home run there. Two home runs on the night. Had himself a hell of a night in a 10-8 win over the Brewers. I came across, well, they were actually in there, but I finally got to edit some more of the Eclipse audio. So last hour we heard from Christine Johnson. This hour we hear from...
You know what you should do next hour is do orgasm or eclipse. Which one of these? We play this. That was an eclipse.
That might take away from my moment of the day. Well, you mentioned orgasm. Here's Pete Sack. On NBC 5. Pete Sack. On NBC 5. I mean, talk shyness, he should go after a guy. Hey, Pete Sack.
I just got a little worried he's going to take my endorsement.
This was on NBC 5 in Chicago. Cannot believe the eclipse is about to happen.
Oh, my gosh. We're almost there. We're almost there. There it is. It's totality. This is just amazing. I can't believe I'm able to bring this to you. I'm taking my glasses off for a moment because you can actually look up and see.
You know, it's funny. You're right. Eclipse or orgasm.
Oh, my gosh. We're almost there.
That's orgasm.
And his name's Pete Sack.
I've heard that drop a million times. I've never visualized what I just visualized. I can't even. Oh my God.
By the way, that's what it's labeled.
Carlin Orgasm?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because that's where my mind went the first time I heard it.
Oh my God. That was so unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. Here's one more from Sack. What exactly is he seeing in the sky?
We're seeing kind of a diamond effect, but we can see the halo. We can see the corona around the sun. The stars are starting to come out. This is just an amazing sight. Watch for a moment while I gather myself, because I'm just in awe of the sight that I'm seeing right now.
Oh my God.
You think when the news departments were deciding who to send, they were like, who's the biggest lunatic?
100%.
Yeah. All right, so I get to now Stephanie Abrams from the Weather Channel.
Oh, I know her.
They make it sound like it's New Year's Eve.
How amazing is that? The darkness. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Totality, we're in it, and we're behind a cloud. But I still want you to appreciate the darkness that we are experiencing.
Fair enough. Then the clouds would clear enough.
I can even see a blue spot right there. Come on. We've got 4 minutes. The crowd is willing it. Yeah! We can see it just for a minute, just for a second. But I'll take it. I will take it.
Oh my God! That
was the worst one yet, I think. She was just flat out screaming.
She was screaming. I can't tell if it's her, it's the people around her, but there's a lot of screaming going on. Yes, people are very excited about this.
That would be tough. That would be tough in that one.
Oh, my God. Oh, pretty funny. So there you go. There's the eclipse. NBA tonight. The Knicks are in Chicago. You know the deal. Tied with Orlando for third and fourth in the East. Orlando on the road in Houston. Rangers Islanders at UBS Arena tonight. And the Devils take on the Maple Leafs. I can only imagine what he just said to you off mic.
Yeah, it's No, you tell Jerry now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Supposed to be over 70 today in the city. Beautiful day out there, and you'll be heading to UBS tonight, correct?
That's right.
Awesome.
Rangers Islanders, looking forward to it.
You're going to have the full crew there. You're going to have Bob and Dimitri in the
yeah,
mix.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Anybody? Is Gunner coming?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Wow, you guys can't lose now.
Right.
You got the full crew invading UBS. You cannot lose this game. It would be a tough one.
It's just going to be a good one, that's for sure.
Yeah, yep.
And the thing that I love about it most is that it creates a fervor about hockey. And I love the sport, and I love when games like this are important for both teams.
Will Sydney and Winnie Dudu be in the box with you, or will they be with the Islanders' wives section?
Well, Sydney and Winnie Dudu will be with Darcy and Cassie.
Okay.
They will come for at least the beginning period to see Matt, Dad, and Uncle Matt on the ice before the game. And, you know, Darcy and Gunnar are Ranger fans.
Yeah, of course. I know.
And so Sydney got little Cassie a sweatshirt that says, "I'm conflicted."
Oh, nice.
I love Uncle Matt, but I also love the Rangers. So,
all right. Family affair tonight.
Yeah.
I love fun. All right. Let's go to Piro in College Point. What's going on, Piro? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Big game tonight.
Big game tonight, Piro. You all psyched for it or what?
Yes, yes.
Attaboy.
Listen, Boomer.
Yes.
You're the Islander coach tonight.
Yeah.
You got to win this game. It's a big game. You got to scratch Matt, right?
No, I would scratch. I would scratch Eddie Ack Jr. is who I'd really scratch, and I'm thinking about scratching him right now. How do you feel about that?
I don't know him.
You don't know Eddie Ack Jr.? You sure about that?
Oh, he hangs up.
Oh, he hangs up. So Piero's real name is Eddie Ack Jr.
And Piero has, and Piero's calls are actually funny because he busts all our balls.
Yes.
But he's been doing this for a while, and we got some intel that that was his name. So the next ball busting call, we wanted to fight back, and it was either going to be me or Boomer. Today it was Boomer.
Right.
And Matt. So he went, ba 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 boom.
You know, and I'm kind of glad we got it before we're going to Masters on the Range, because Masters on the Range is 9 o'clock today.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, look at that. That's right. Stephen Waldron, he's the one who set up Masters on the Range. He likes to skate out early.
He loves the Masters.
He actually does love the Masters. Who doesn't?
Well,
love
we all do.
The Masters is the greatest.
It's going to be, I mean, think about this now. This is going to be incredible this weekend. And hopefully, it looks like the weather's going to be pretty decent on the weekend and maybe a little bit, maybe a little rainy on Thursday and Friday, possibly.
I actually have not looked at the forecast.
But I think Saturday and Sunday look great.
Yeah. It's funny how the English and the Australians say Augusta. Have you heard them? Like Hatton in that cut, Augusta.
Augusta.
They go, down in Augusta. Tim in Northport, what's going on, Tim? Timmy!
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Tim? What you got for us?
Okay, so in that interview with the guy from Purdue.
Yeah.
In 20 seconds, he used I 5 times. Danny Hurley didn't say I once, and neither did Caitlin Clark. It was all we, us. Kind of possibly why maybe they lost that game.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing that Dawn Staley took at South Carolina. It's always we and us, and it's that's why I say playing for coaches like Dan Hurley and Dawn Staley is not easy.
Yeah, he's talking about Zach Edey, right?
Yeah, he is, but I'm just saying. And I'm not saying, you know, I don't, the coach at Purdue, and he knows he has Zach Keady, 7'4". He actually, numbers-wise, he had a great game. But the college game is completely different than the pro game. And the other thing, too, about the pro game that we have finally seen here that we haven't seen since Clyde Wolf-Frazier is we actually have a point guard that controls the entire game and scores points on top of it.
Yeah. Now, Zach Edey's had a couple of press conferences now where he's talked about himself. That doesn't mean he's a bad team player or a bad teammate or anything. I don't know him that well, but the back-to-back press conferences after they got to the championship game, he was like, you know, people have been doubting me my whole life, and now everybody said I was this, I was that. Nobody could say that anymore about me. And then the caller is right. He was like, you know, I could have done this, I could have done that.
But I felt like yesterday he was talking about, I needed to play better.
Yeah.
So I think he kind of took some of the responsibility on his own shoulders, taking it off the shoulders of his guards who could not stay with the guards of UConn.
Yeah. I mean, he says he had to play better. I mean, he was really the only one who scored for them.
True.
I don't know what else he could have done. But yeah, so very, very interesting how people perceive these things. I didn't think much of it. I mean, Zach Edey's been playing his ass off. That team's been one of the best teams in college basketball throughout the entire year. I don't think that they lost because Zach Edey said I a couple times in a press conference.
You know, pretty much every coach I've ever had is, maybe with the exception of one or two, always demanded that.
Mm.
Demanded the team concept. And that's part of the fun of it all.
Sure. I mean, that's what you say you miss the most, Boone.
Yeah.
Is the guys. The guys in the locker room. You don't necessarily miss getting hit by Bruce Smith and Reggie White and getting knocked down. It's the camaraderie in the locker room.
You know, it was interesting, real quickly, I was walking with Frank the Tank yesterday. And, you know, Frank is a huge Miami Dolphins fan. And Frank loves Dan Marino.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, he's sitting there talking to me about, you know, how great Dan Marino is. And Dan Marino's the greatest that's ever played. And could you imagine if Dan played today? I'm like, you know, Frank, could you imagine if I played today? You know, I actually was a contemporary.
Right. Won an MVP.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I also went to a Super Bowl. Like, well, come on, Frank, let's go.
Yeah, well, you know, I he doesn't remember when I played.
What do you mean he doesn't?
I mean, he remembers Dan Marino. That's all he remembers. That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
You know, and then he was talking about how the 18-0 Patriots losing to the Giants and, you know, how he celebrated, like, with the 1972 Dolphins. And
oh, sure. Well, that's what everybody
I said, well, they won 18 in a row. Your team only won 17 in a row.
Yeah, but...
But you got to have a championship. You got to be undefeated. They got that one loss. All right, I'm not going to get into an argument and trigger you.
So I saw a video they put out. The whole podcast and video is not out yet. It will be, but it's just a sped up version of the two of you guys walking. And it's very funny.
It's
just
hilarious.
Just like, you guys walking.
Look like the number 10.
Yeah. You look next to him gargantuan.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, what do you mean sorry about it? I just... Like you are, stand above him. Like you look like you're 7'4". So you look like Victor Wembanyama next to him.
One more quick story. So I tell him yesterday. I said, "What has Gio gotten into in the last 2 years?" And he goes, "Pickleball." I'm like, no, not pickleball. I said, "He's gotten into golf. He loves golf." Yeah. I got him turned on to golf.
I feel like
I was the impetus for you.
You were.
So as we were walking to the reflecting pools over there.
Oh, nice.
There's my buddy's name, Timothy Michael O'Brien, right on the corner of the North Tower. And I said, "You see that guy right there? That guy is the guy that got me into golf because back in 84 when I was drafted by the Bengals, I was invited to the Long Island Charity Golf Tournament as a celebrity, but I had never played golf before. Mm. And this guy, Timmy O'Brien, who I had never met in my life, was asked, "Do you want Paul Blair as your celebrity or Boomer Esiason as your celebrity?" And he selected me.
Wow. Changed the course of your lives.
Yeah. Became best friends, and he was the one who got me into golf.
That's amazing.
So that's how I connected me and you. Like, I handed it down to you he handed it down to me.
Yeah, I don't deserve that, man.
What do you mean? No, and you'll hand it down to somebody else.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, but that's
the whole idea.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. And to, you know, being at one particular place where both of you guys' names are next to each other in the locker room is pretty cool, too.
Yeah,
to see that. So.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.